الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We move to سورة القصص. We reach exactly that the Prophet Musa عليه السلام he entered the city and he found two people fighting together. One from his groups and another one from the Pharaoh's side. Coptics, Egyptian Coptics. Alright. And he the one from his group. He asked him to help him against the one from the enemy side. And Musa alayhi salam, because this is naturally the Quran, Allah carried the deep meaning of the Quran for you to tell you, to give you exactly what happened, imagination about what happened. So normally you incline and you like to help who? The mu'min, the one from your relation. That's all the time. You find a Muslim in the street, you like to help him. It's natural, because that's your brother, right? It's natural like this. And what happened after that? Musa alayhi salam came to exactly the one from the Egyptian, his enemy, from Pharaoh's group, and he strike on his face. And the man fell right up, فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, that means he defeated him. He didn't feel that he has a power, he's powerful. He didn't examine himself before. He didn't mean to kill him. This is exactly, and until now, remember, Musa alayhi salam, until this minute, he wasn't a prophet. There is no any revelation for him. Allah didn't speak to him until this moment, but naturally he followed the relation of his father Yaqub and Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what is the relation of Yaqub and Ibrahim? Islam, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. The next ayat will show you that, inshallah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in ayah number 3, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فوجد فيها رجلان يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فواكزه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين. And after he killed him and he didn't know that he doesn't mean to kill him. What happened? Right away he related to who? This is say, this هذا من عمل الشيطان. This is from the Satan, exactly inspirations or something like that. So the shaitan inspired him to strike him, to strike on the man to kill him. Not to kill him, only to defend the other man which he come from his group. That's what happened. Because the shaitan are the biggest enemy for you. It will always decorate exactly the deeds in your eyes in order to be accepted. In order to be accepted. That's what happened. That is a disease for all Muslim. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. So this we move to ayah number 16. Look what Musa he says. He doesn't have any revelation until now. Allah didn't speak direct to him until now. So what is ayah number 16? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
He said, my Lord, verily I have wronged myself, so forgive me. Then he forgave him. Verily, he is the all-forgiving, merciful.
Jazakallah khair. So we need to learn from this ayah something today. The first sign for tawbah, to express your tawbah, you have to confess that you are guilty, that you are a wrongdoer, that you made exactly the sin. So that's the first action. If you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your tawbah, you have to confess. But you may find some Muslim today. Ya akhi, haram to sell khinzir and liquors. Say, I don't drink it. I sell it to the non-believers. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. When you find some Muslim today, another Muslim, ya akhi, subhanallah, you're stealing the money from the people. He said, no, this is not a theft. This is exactly commission. The shaitan will exactly all the time to let you accept it. Ya Sheikh, ya akhi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you mercy. Beer is the one of the product of alcoholic. He said, no, this is refreshment. Refreshment. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَاهُ حَسَنًا. Did you see Muhammad? Whoever his shaitan decorate his bad deeds and he saw it is good, he saw that sin, he saw it is good, acceptable. This is exactly from the shaitan. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. The shaitan all the time came to deceive you in your religion. To deceive you in your religion. Against your lie. When you have your lying, stealing is lying. Attacking the other people is lying. To break the credit card is exactly to steal the BM money from the credit card is lying. It's all this exactly from the shaitan. So the first action Musa alayhi salam did, قال ربي إني ظلمت نفسي. Oh my Lord, I was wrong to myself. Who's wrong? He confessed right away. I didn't mean it to kill the other man. Because killing is haram in all religion. That's why all the time we encourage the people, if these people, the non-Muslim, understood the fact of Islam, wallahi, all of them, they will be Muslim. But this is a qadr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who exactly hellfire and Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter all of us in the Jannah, inshallah, with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the ayah number 17.
قال ربي بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين.
Say, my Lord, for that with which you have favored me, I will nevermore be a helper for the mujrimin, criminals, disobedient to Allah, politics, sinners, etc.
He feels that Allah accepted his dua. Allah inspired Musa alayhi salam that Allah faghafara lah in the previous ayah faghafara lah inni zalamtu nafsi faghafara lah. Allah said about himself that he forgive him. How he feel it? He feel it in your heart, my brother. Wallahi, you feel it. You feel it all the time. You pray the dhuhr, you pray the asr, the isha. How you know that Allah accepted your dua, accepted your deeds, or he accepted your salah, accepted your fasting? How you know? He guide you to something better, to improve. After the salah right away, I hurry to make tasbih to Allah, subhanallah, 33, alhamdulillah, 33. That's the sign of accepted the salah. But some of the other Muslims, if assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, let's go outside, and dunya, busy wife, children, and he doesn't even have time to go to make tasbih, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like to move you from a step to another step after you finish the salah. Salat al-Maghrib. Hey brother, alhamdulillah, we eat. Let's we have a group. I heard that a brother Muslim in the hospital, we need to visit him. Why we have? This is the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the Salat al-Maghrib. So he lead you to something else, to do righteous in Islam. So let's go. What about? Yeah, I mean, he's sick. No hope of his recovery. So what can we do for him? La. You know who you're gonna find who there with the illness people or the sickness people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there. In the day of the judgment, Allah will ask you, I was sick and you never visit me. Allahu Akbar. And then this was the servant, he told Allah, the servant of Allah, Ya Allah, how come you became sick? You are the Lord. He said, I was with my servant who was sick, and I was there, and he never visited me. Allah consider himself, he's sick, because one of his righteous servant is sick, and he didn't visit him. That means he didn't visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any dua you're going to make it in the front of the sickness people, the illness people, is accept الدعاء. Is accept الدعاء. Just go over there and tell your brother the one who's sick. Make دعاء for me. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will accept the دعاء from him inshallah. And if you pray and make دعاء supplication in that time, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will accept it right away because Allah himself is there. He's there, but you cannot see him. He sees you and you cannot see him. Right away, he said, this ayah 17, Rabbi bima an'amta alayya. You favored me when you accept my forgiveness. When you accept my forgiveness and my accept my tawbah, my repentance, bima an'amta alayya, falan akuna zahiran lilmujrimin. I will never defend any wrongdoers. I will never help any wrongdoers, any unjust people, any transgressor. I will never do that again. This is the sign of tawbah, my brother. You cannot help any criminal against exactly any another Muslim. You cannot do that. Muslim exactly country cannot help exactly the non-Muslim. All right, against the other Muslim. This is forbidden in Islam because that's your brother. You're going to kill him now. Killing is prohibited in Islam, is forbidden in Islam. After that, Allah like to transfer you to another pictures and to tell you about the situation of Musa alayhi salam, because he's a human. He's a human. Look what happened to Musa alayhi salam. Ayah number 18.
فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب فإذا الذي استنصره بالأمس يستصرخه قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين.
So he became afraid, looking about in the city, waiting as to what will the result of his crime of killing. When behold, the man who had sought his help the day before called for his help again. Moses said to him, verily, you are a plain misleader.
Subhanallah. The same man yesterday, same man from the children of Israel, suddenly mu'jiza, it's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see that Sarah is the same man again, fight with somebody else. Same man from the children of Israel, he fought with somebody else again, the second man, with another man from the people of Pharaoh. The same man. And he defended him yesterday. And today exactly has a trouble. That means exactly, لغوي مبين, mean exactly in our language, a troublemaker. Troublemakers. Every day he fight with somebody else. That's exactly, you find among the Muslim. When he walk on the street, he try to find some troubles, to make troubles with this man, with neighbors, with his wife, with children, with so and so, with his boss, so and so. All the time like this. Why? This is not behavior of the Muslim. Exactly, when I look at you, exactly, سِنَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. The sign in Islam in your face. When I look at you, you sign the Muslim all the time. Exactly. I don't like back to Muslim countries. When you exactly walk in the street, you find everybody frown at his face. And he exactly is not happy. Subhanallah, you are a Muslim. You are a Muslim. So the Muslim sign all the time when I look at it, Assalamu alaykum ya akhi, barakallahu feek. You're fine. Ibtisamatika fi wajhi akhika sadaqa. Ibtisamatika fi wajhi akhika qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibtisamatika, when you smile in the face of your brother like you being charity, sadaqa. You need it or not? So if you exactly spread your exactly smiling for all Muslims all the times, that means like you take money and you pay for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala charity. Shall I exactly smile from today? To have a millions of sadaqa, inshallah ta'ala, this is will find the credit in the day of the judgment. Not to exactly meet me in the streets. When I saw the brother, wallahi, subhanallah, I'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him. I meet one of the brother Muslim, I didn't see him almost like 1 year. I meet him in an elevator today, in one of the building, and I saw him. Told him, salamu alaykum ya akhi. He doesn't like to say alaykum as-salam because American people are in elevator. They go and thought exactly that we are Muslim. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, ya ummat al-Islam. Ya ummat al-Islam. when you find exactly your brother exactly in the subway, wallahi, I mean it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ya akhi. Let them feel that you are there. Let them feel that exactly you are the man of peace all the time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Even when the non-Muslim tell you, sometimes when you walk in the street, exactly people recognize your face. They say, Assalamu alaikum. Right? You don't tell them, wa alaikum. That's it. Wa alaikum. Because we learned that from the sunnah also. Alright, wa alaikum. It's mean if he give you peace, wa alaikum. But I cannot complete the whole wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. There is no mercy for them on them. You cannot say wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. It mean mercy on Allah because the kafir doesn't have mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who deserves the mercy? The brother in Islam. So we learned, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, about that. So this man, he was exactly told him, help me, ya Musa, loudly, help me. Musa, he told him, إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُّبِينٌ. That means you are a troublemaker. Every day I'm going to defend you. You cause the trouble for all of us. And look what happened yesterday in the second ayah number 19.
فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطُشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌّ لَهُمَا قَالَ يَا مُوسَى أَتُرِيدُ أَنْ تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ إِنْ تُرِيدُ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ جَبَّارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا تُرِيدُ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِينَ.
Then, when he decided to seize the man who was an enemy to both of them, the man said, Oh Moses, is it your intention to kill me as you killed the man yesterday? Your aim is nothing but to become a tyrant in the land and not to be one of those who do right.
We have two tafsir. The one who told him you want to be a tyrant, transgressors in the land, it could be the one from his group. The one from his group. He said, this is another tafsir of the ulama. When he told him in a previous ayah, Musa told the one from his group, he told him, you are ghawiyyum mubin. That means, verily you are a plain misleader. So the man from his group, he thought when Musa came to defend one of them, the one from the children of Israel, he thought because Musa, he told him, you are a troublemaker, so right away he responded, I want you to kill me like what? Like the man which he killed yesterday. So he thought, Musa, because Musa, he take exactly give a covenant to Allah. He's not going to help any Mujrimeen, transgressor, criminal, whatever. So the one from the children of Israel, he thought that Musa came to help the other man from the Pharaoh. And in another tafsir, and this is right, and in another tafsir, who told him that? The one from the group of Pharaoh, the group of the Egyptian. He told him, you want to kill me like what you killed yesterday, the other man yesterday. So this is right and this is right. It's alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the real meaning, who says that. But this is tafsir from all of, exactly from all the ulama. I have to be honest with you in the class of the ilm all the time, my brother. So when Musa, when somebody, he was shocked. Somebody told him, that means the whole city knows now that he killed somebody from Ala Fir'aun, from the people of Pharaoh. So now it became scary for him. The whole city will know, right? And then after that, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. He used to exactly be fear the other people. He look right, left. If somebody follow him, somebody saw him, he became scared. Exactly the human. He's scared too much now. All right? Now, in the last ayah, inshallah, before you leave, وجاء رجل آية نمبر 20 وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة يسعى قال يا موسى إن الملأ يأتمرون بك
يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك فاخرج إني لك من الناصحين.
And there came a man running from the farthest end of the city. He said, O Moses, verily the chief has taken counsel together about you to kill you. So escape. Truly, I am to you of those who give sincere advice.
Now, this man from the group of Pharaoh, he used to love Musa too much. How come somebody came from the farthest area of the Medina to advise me from the did you ever see exactly anyone of the disbeliever come to advise you? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly that, exactly they carry hatreds all the time against you. No matter what you explain to them, exactly the media is exactly making their mind exactly in a different area. Now, the man he ran to him. He loved Musa too much from the group of Pharaoh. Because, remember, Musa, he grew up with them. So, of course, he's going to have some friends. Like our children, they have a child, exactly friends in a school from the non-Muslim, right? They have the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like to tell you that a man came running to Musa. Ya Musa, there is a conference over there. There is a conspiracy over there. Al-Mala', led by who? Al-Mala'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like to tell you also who exactly make this conspiracy. The chief administration of exactly of the Pharaoh. The highest people. The richest people. The ruler with Pharaoh, exactly, with the work under Pharaoh. He came and he said, I saw them, I heard that they make a counselor. They're taking counsel against you. Now escape from the city right now because I heard Allah like to tell you also why right away from the first mistake. And he grew up in the same house of Pharaoh. He grew up in his mansion. But what happened? What happened? Right away because Pharaoh accepted Musa in his mansion to grow up, and in the meantime his heart still hit Musa because he knows Musa from the children of Israel. He never loved him, but he accepted him in his mansion because of Siya, his wife, radiallahu anha wa ardaha alayha salam. Siya, one of the wives, which are the Prophet ﷺ will be a wife for the Prophet ﷺ in the Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. He accepted him for that reason. And now, right away, the man, he advised him, out. I am very sincere to you, believe me, trust me, get out from the city right now because they almost, and right away, Pharaoh established exactly a rule. He brought a rule to all his army, look for Musa all over the country. I need him alive. I need him dead. Life or dead, I need him. Alright? So exactly that's what exactly the Pharaoh said. And this is Pharaoh every time and every place and every generation. Alright? He doesn't care if you keep your life or dead, it doesn't matter. He needs to finish you anyway. So my brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that about exactly this, up to this ayah number 20, inshallah we'll stop and tomorrow we'll continue inshallah ta'ala to see what happened to Musa. It's very interesting. Musa will escape from Egypt to go where? To meet another prophet. We stop with him last time, the prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. We'll see Musa when you go over there. It's very interesting class, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me to give you a clear idea according to Al-Quran and the sunnah of the prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqan warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batil batil warzuqna ishtinaba. Allahumma tub alayna wa tub ala kulla asiya arhamar rahimin. Taqabbal minna siyam wa taqabbal minna salatana وتقبل منا ركوعنا وتقبل منا سجودنا وتقبل منا صالح الأعمال يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع بيننا شقيا ولا محروما, لا تدع بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم تقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اختم لنا بخاتمة حسنة, شرنا مع الصديقين والشهداء والأبرار, وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم قنا عذاب القبر. وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. اللهم انصر الإسلام وانصر المسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وانصر المسلمين، وأهلك الكفرة أعداء الدين. اللهم عليك بالظالمين، اللهم عليك بالظالمين، اللهم لا تبقي منهم أحدا. اللهم يا ربي احمي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين، واصنعنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اعف عنا وتجاوز عن سيئاتنا، اللهم تجاوز عن سيئاتنا، اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه، اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا لك فيها الرضا ولنا فيها الصلاح إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر مجاهدين في كل مكان وتب علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.